The World This Week, Politics.
Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, urged the UN Security Council to remove Russia as a member. He also called for a tribunal for the Russians who gave the orders to commit atrocities. Russia has a veto on the council and can block any such move. America, in conjunction with the European Union and G7, announced new sanctions on Russia, extending a ban on new investment to all areas of the economy and freezing the assets of Vladimir Putin's daughters. America's Treasury Department stopped American banks from facilitating repayment of Russian debt, in effect blocking Russia from reimbursing holders of its bonds. Lithuania ended imports of Russian gas, the first country in the EU to do so. The Baltic nation has been weaning itself off Russian energy for years by building a terminal to import liquefied natural gas from other suppliers. Viktor Orbán's party, Fidesz, increased its supermajority in Hungary. Six opposition parties had united to try to stop Mr. Orbán's erosion of democracy. Hungarian media, which are largely under Mr. Orbán's thumb, painted them as deviants and warmongers. They won 35% of the vote. The European Union began moves to cut off aid to Mr. Orbán's corrupt regime until it stops violating the rule of law. Aleksandar Vučić won a second term as Serbia's president. His government has refused to join sanctions on Russia. Dependent on Russian gas, Serbia has tried not to annoy Mr. Putin while still hoping to join the EU one day. Imran Khan, Pakistan's prime minister, pulled off a last-minute trick to avoid a no-confidence vote by dissolving parliament and calling for fresh elections. The opposition took the matter to the Supreme Court, arguing that Mr. Khan's move was unconstitutional. Sri Lanka's festering economic crisis spiraled into high political drama as fuel supplies dwindled, food shortages worsened, and power cuts stretched on, leading to protests that demanded the resignation of Gotabaya Rajapaksa, the president. Mr. Rajapaksa dismissed most of his cabinet and imposed and then lifted a state of emergency. Rodrigo Chavez won the presidential election in Costa Rica. Mr. Chavez, an economist, positioned himself as an anti-establishment outsider. Both his campaign and that of his main rival were dogged by scandal. The embattled president of Peru, Pedro Castillo, introduced a state of emergency and a curfew in Lima to quell violent protests about rising food and fertilizer prices. The lockdown was lifted, but problems for the left-wing Mr. Castillo remain. Since coming to office in July, he has faced two impeachment attempts and has appointed four different cabinets. His approval rating is just 25%.